Well, good morning, guys. It's easy to say, but it's true. I miss you guys. But I hope and pray that you're getting some of the messages that we've been sending out, because we want to stay in close contact with you. But we're all youth. We're all young. We're all kids of the living God. Amen. So hope and pray that even the adults get something out of our messages that we try to share with you. A true story. Well, I know it's true, but maybe it's a once upon a time thing. Did you ever hear once upon a time thing? Well, it's a truth story. 1,000 years ago, a Chinese empress was sitting under a mulberry tree with her servants as they prepared some tea. Suddenly, a strong wind came along and blew some of the cocoons that had been hanging in the mulberry tree into the pot of boiling water that was to be used for tea. Now, the empress was amazed to see something very strange happening to those cocoons that fell into the water. They began to unravel into strands hundreds of feet long. And when the empress took one of the strands out of the water, she couldn't believe how thin it was and how strong it was. And she had one of her servants use the strand to weave some fabric. And that's how the Chinese first learned how to make silk. Did you know that silk, you know, it's a fabric. It's very nice when you wear it. It's just, ooh, it really makes you feel good. But did you know that silk comes from the cocoon of the caterpillar, which feeds on the mulberry tree? Now, I might think about some of these things, but I thought you might also like to know that caterpillars are, they're unique creatures, but, you know, they are kind of ugly sometimes too, aren't they? You know, in Luke chapter 24, you hear us talk about the walk to Emmaus, and when young people go to the walk to Emmaus, they call them caterpillars. And the reason why is because the caterpillar, when it goes into this cocoon, and then it bursts out into something beautiful, like a butterfly. But if you take the cocoon before the butterfly bursts out of the cocoon, then you have something beautiful. You can make silk. But when the butterflies come out of the cocoon, it's remarkable. That's the transition that takes place with us. Oh, we're just like a little baby caterpillar, and sometimes we might feel ugly or very tiny or insignificant to look at all that. But if the true caterpillar comes out of that cocoon and becomes something beautiful, how much more do you think you would be whenever you come and say, Lord Jesus, I want you to come into my life. I want to be a caterpillar because I want to learn all about you, but then I want to be able to break out of that cocoon and become something beautiful that God has made out of our lives. The key is, though, if we would let him. Well, I hope and pray that you're all doing well, and we're looking forward to the day that we can come back together again. So in the meantime, be safe. God loves you, and so do I.